I am really surprised how Parliament operates and how the law operates. I wrote to the Speaker of Parliament earlier on indicating that as the MDC we had a leadership dispute and that the Speaker of Parliament should not entertain anything from either parties because we are yet to resolve our leadership dispute. After the death of the President, our constitution is very clear that we are supposed to call for an extraordinary Congress where a substantive leader is going to be chosen, of which I have already, as the acting president, called for an extraordinary Congress, which is going to be held on the 21st of April, to choose a substantive leader. And I don't see the reason why Parliament proceeded and did a recall when I had earlier on indicated that we had a leadership dispute. So it means Parliament has decided to choose which MDC they favor. Because it is clear that we have got, you know, a dispute in the leadership, and I indicated on the 18th of March that there was a separation because of the issues concerning the constitution, where Chamisa's group has decided not to respect the constitution, where they have decided to use violence, you know, in terms of grabbing power. And we have said we are the legitimate MDC, which was formed in 1999, and we remain so. And I am surprised that Parliament went ahead and did a recall. Because if I was somebody else, I would have done exactly the same thing. But I realized that it is not necessary for me to do that. But they decided to take power in their own hands to decide who they want to favor between the two sides.
But, Honorable Kupe, have you been notified formally about this development?
I have not been notified formally. What happened is that I heard about it, and then I called the Clerk of Parliament to find out exactly what happened, because the Clerk of Parliament is in possession of a letter that I wrote to Parliament indicating that there was a leadership dispute. And I was asking him why they proceeded and did a recall when, in fact, I had written to them telling them about the leadership dispute. It is not the job or the role of Parliament to decide on which part to favor. It is Parliament's role is to make sure that justice prevails. And it is clear that this Parliament has decided not to follow, you know, the rules. They have decided to make sure that they save another side at the expense of another side. So justice is not anything as far as they are concerned. They don't want to treat people in a just and fair manner.
So are you going to appeal this decision?
I am definitely going to appeal this decision. I've already indicated to my lawyers that this should happen. Because it is clear that I'm being victimized. I'm being victimized left, right, center. But if they think that they're going to break my spirit, they will never break my spirit. Because I am not going to be deterred by what they are doing. I am going to continue fighting. And I'll make sure that justice prevails at the end of the day. Because I am doing the right thing. I am following the constitution. I am going to have a Congress on the 21st of April, regardless of what happens. We are going to have that Congress, and that Congress is going to decide on who is supposed to be the substantive and genuine leader of the Movement for Democratic Change, the party which we formed in 1999.
Are you inviting the other faction to this Congress?
We are inviting all MDC members. We are inviting all MDC members.